DW.
And Les Wesley. Yo no te olvido.
Everybody's drinking Clairin. It's the national drink in Haiti. At every ceremony you go, Clairin is there. If there's a wedding, Clairin is there. If there's funeral, Clairin is there. If you go to a vodou ceremony, you can have vodou ceremony without Clairin. Everybody, every family has his own Clairin. If I need a gallon, I go to my friend and I say, I need a gallon, he give me a gallon of Clairin. That's the way it is in Haiti.
Yo no te he olvidado. Oiga, je t'ai oublié.
I was born in Saint Michel de la Talaye, where I have my distillery now. I was born in Saint Michel. They call me Michel because of that too. Saint Michel de la Talaye is in the north part of the island. It's 200 kilometers from Port-au-Prince, the capital. It's 4 hours from the capital. It's the second biggest area in Haiti.
Michel Sergius started life on the plantation where his grandfather began their family business a century ago.
Since I was born, my father was working in the sugarcane plantation. He has a distillery. When I was a child, I all the time went over there. And it was my dream to come back and work and do the same thing. That's what I did. So I'm in Saint Michel since 20 years, and I'm doing what I love.
Although Michel's heart was always in his native region, a lack of facilities, particularly education opportunities, meant he spent many years away.
There's school, but the quality is not what my father wanted for us, so we went to Port-au-Prince. I studied civil engineering in Port-au-Prince. I went for 1 year and a half to New York, but I didn't like it. I come back to Port-au-Prince. I got married at this time, so I have to work. I have a mango plant. I ship mango to the state. I spent 10 years doing that. It was really good. I like it. But when my father died, I feel like I have to go back. I sell everything I have in Port-au-Prince and I went back to Saint-Michel.
Michel's wife thought he was crazy to leave his successful export business, not to mention his family. Michel's wife works as an educator in a school in Port-au-Prince and their daughters were still young, but he was determined.
I have 5 sisters and 4 brothers, but I was the only one who went to work with my father. I was the only one interested in going back to Saint-Michel. The other one are busy with doing other things all over the world. I have my sister in New York, another sister in Miami. They're all over the world.
Saint-Michel is located high in the mountains, which means it's protected from some of Haiti's worst natural disasters, like the recent floods. But it's still an extremely poor and remote part of the country. On his return, Michel used the skills he'd learned to make improvements.
When I got back in Saint-Michel, there was no power. No power, no water. You have to have a generator at your house if you need power. I'm an entrepreneur. I like doing new things. So my study helped me a lot because I build everything I have. I build it myself. My distillery, the new distillery I have, I build it myself. Everything in the field, I'm the one doing it.
Soon, Michel was enjoying modest success.
When I first started doing the Clairin, we used to sell all over the country, in Port-au-Prince, in Saint-Michel. My dream was to sell it to other people, to another country, but it was a dream.
A chance meeting 6 years ago changed that. Luca Gargano, an Italian importer of fine spirits, happened to be staying at Michel's brother's resort on the south coast.
The day I met Luca, I realized that my dream came true. He came to Haiti for vacation, but he was looking for something new. And he tasted my Clairin and he fell in love with it. And he was asking to meet the one who made that Clairin. The next morning, I show up and we met. It was like God did that for us. it was a destiny.
With modern consumers craving individuality and authenticity, Clairin's become an international hit.
6 years ago, there's no Clairin. If you were looking for Clairin, you won't see anything. Now you see Clairin everywhere. It started in Italy. Now it's in Paris. You can go to a restaurant and order a glass of Clairin. It's really amazing. Now we start to sell in the States. We are in New York, in California, just in 6 years. I'm very proud of that. More people can work for me now because we are growing a little bit. We have more plantation, we have more sugarcane, and we have more employees. It's exactly what I wanted to do.
But for Michelle, success isn't about profit, but about investment in the future. He and his wife plan to build a school in Saint-Michel.
It's not a lot of people having the chance to leave Saint-Michel to study. So they've really stuck there. They don't have nothing else to do. So if they have the opportunity to study, maybe they can go after to the university somewhere else and come back, and that will be good for the country.
Haiti may suffer inevitable natural disasters, but Michelle believes some of its problems, in particular the poverty trap, are avoidable.
My country isn't lucky at all, because every time we have a government, they didn't work for the people. They were for a minority, and the majority stay in the same place. If that don't change, we're not going anywhere. That has to change. If I was in power now, I keep all the money and I put it in education. Because we can't live with people with 90% of the population who don't know how to read, who didn't go to school. That's the first thing they have to do. If you don't have education, where can you go? We have a lot of problems, but the country is still alive. Everybody is trying to fight, and we hope one day everything will change for the better. We keep smiling. That's the way Asian is. They are very positive. That's the best spirit to have.
That's the Clairin.
Danny Mitzman for DW in Turin, Italy.
DW.